It's a beautiful Father's Day afternoon in New York as the Mets play host to the Nationals. Jacob deGrom is used to making an impact with his arm, but on Sunday he would also impress with his bat.
Jacob deGrom will lead things off in the bottom of the third against Joe Ross. Mets pitcher is a left-handed hitter, and he cracks one high in the air to deep left center. Long run Taylor going back. This may go. It's way back there, and it's gone. The first major league home run for Jacob deGrom has tied this game. Here's Travis d'Arnaud. Two on, one out. The pitch. Swinging a line drive left center field. This is going to be a base hit. Duda's rounding third. He's headed for the plate. Taylor's throw coming in on two hops. The tag. He's out. Oh, but he dropped the ball. Wieters dropped the ball. He was going to be out. And Wieters dropped the ball. Now he's telling Ross to go over and tag Duda whether he touched the plate. Wieters decoyed him. Taylor's throw came in. Wieters tagged him. Surprised Duda, who went in standing up. And then Wieters lost the ball. Rivera ends up at third. Rivera at first. d'Arnaud at first. The Mets leading 2-1. Their first lead of the series. The pitch. Swinging a shot toward third on one hop. A diving play by Rendon. It's off his glove and into foul ground. And the Mets will score another run. T.J. Rivera crosses the plate on a knuckler to the left side. Rendon tried to dive toward the line. He got a glove on it but couldn't squeeze it. It's an RBI single for Michael Conforto, 3-1 Mets. The pitch from Ross. Swinging a line drive, base hit, left center field on cue. Headed home is d'Arnaud, and it's 4-1 New York. Conforto's second RBI. Here comes the 3-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Down goes Taylor for the second time. Fifth strikeout for Jacob deGrom.
The right-hander comes set. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. And what could be his final pitch of the game? It was a fastball up and away at 97 miles an hour. And Harper could not lay off and could not make contact.
Despite Sunday's loss, Dusty Baker's Nationals still hold a 10.5 game lead atop the NL East.
You know, you look back, you say, okay, we'd be 3-1 here versus 3-1 and 3, then they'd be a whole lot closer. And so, you know, we came here and picked up a couple games. Going to Miami, we got to finish strong because, you know, we're a little weary right now. And we know Miami, you know, has a high, you know, powered offense. And so, you know, we got 3 more days to go, and then we have an off day. So we have to finish strong.
As good as Trey was stealing bases last year, have you seen improvement from him in that this year?
Well, yeah, I mean, improvement because, I mean, Davey Lopes was working with him on reads and breaks and slide a lot of times when he gets thrown out because it's a slide or he comes off the base. And so, and you know, Davey Lopes, you know, he can help you steal bases.
You know, I wish he would.
Yeah, so.
Dusty, played in the fourth, you came out to talk to Ron Culper. Do you think that he may have lost the ball on the transfer?
No, I was, I went out there to see what Matt was complaining about, and you know, that was a, and he told me that was a heck of a deke by Matt, and you know, you see the runner Duda stood up going into the plate, and you know, he thought there was no play, and so I didn't think there was a play either. So Matt, that was a hell of, you know, a heck of a deke. You know, that could have turned the ball game around, but you know, I saw, you know, Duda's knee, you know, kicked it out of the glove. And so that's when I went out there, because he certainly wasn't blocking the plate, and I wouldn't go out there if he was blocking the plate. You know, that'd be their complaint. So I just went out there to see what Matt was complaining about.
Dusty, not a lot going for your offense today. Do you put that more on DeGrom, the way he was pitching, or hitter's approach? Or
no, I mean, you got to put it on DeGrom. I mean, you know, we knew he was going to be tough going into today because they didn't want to, you know, be swept at home in a 4-game series, which is always tough to do. But, yeah, I got to put it on DeGrom. You know, he even helped himself out, hit his first homer. And, you know, Joe threw the ball well. You know what I mean? You know, it had to be, you know, that one sun ball. You know what I mean? And I was hoping that, you know, one of our outfielders would have been close enough to kind of help Murph, you know, on that ball. And but you could tell that he was in, you know, he was in trouble, and that led to 2 runs. And Joe, in reality, really only should have given up 2 runs. You know, so he pitched well enough to win.
What did Joe do well, do you think?
Well, you know, he had a he kept his ball down most of the time. He had pretty good command. Had a better his changeup's getting better because his speed differential is a lot better. So he's been working on that to get left-handers out and right-handers. But he threw some quality changeups because usually his speed differential is only 4 or 5 miles an hour, but it was like 11 to 12 miles an hour, which is you know, really, really good and showed a lot of progress.
Now it's 29 games in a row he's reached base against the Mets, his old team. What do you make of it, you know, even today when he didn't have his best game and, you know, comes up in the ninth inning?
Well, hey, man, you know, Murph doesn't give at-bats away. That's number one. You know, I mean, the real good hitters, you know, don't give at-bats away. And, you know, Murph's a grinder. It doesn't matter who they're playing, but he probably gets special, you know, motivation playing here. And, you know, I mean, he played a bunch of games here, and he feels very comfortable.
Next up for Washington is a series against the Marlins in Miami. Tanner Roark will start the opener.